all Buddhas of wisdom. So the Lama Tsongkhapa is the embodiment of all the Buddhas of wisdom. And the Lama Tsongkhapa is the embodiment of compassion Buddha, who is the embodiment of all the Buddhas of compassion. So Lama Tsongkhapa is the is also in the essence of all the Buddhas of compassion. I said, yeah. And the Lama Tsongkhapa is the embodiment of Vajrapani, who is the embodiment of all the Buddha's power. So there is Lama Tsongkhapa in there, the essence of all the Buddha's power. So which means Lama Tsongkhapa? means this here, that the embodiment of all the Buddhas. So that's what comes out to say. So here, yeah, so Lama Tsongkhapa composed the Namdi Chimu, the great commentary on the stage path to enlightenment. And then Lama Tsongkhapa composed the middle commentary on the stage path to enlightenment. then composed the short one, abbreviated one. It's called the hymns of the Lama Tsongkhapa's experience of the path to enlightenment. So so this is a you know, Buddha taught 84,000 teachings. See, because there's 84,000 delusions symptoms we have. So added to that, so there's a whole explanation how I don't remember exactly. Some text explains. starting from the root, then it's elaborate, you see. to eliminate 24,000 delusion, negative attitude we have. So, now the heart of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, that is the three basket teachings. The heart of three basket teachings is the lamrim, the stages, the path to enlightenment. So Lama Tsongkhapa, you see, himself total understanding of Buddha's all the teachings, those 100 volumes, which is 100 volumes, Sutta Tantra. Then you see all the Indian pandits, their commentaries, you know, and the yogis, their commentaries. Then not only that, even Tibet, the other lamas, you see, other great lamas, the lamas of the Satya Tiri, Nyingma Tiri, Kajuti, Lama Tsongkhapa, is a research, is just, say, checked all that. So, then you see, he wrote the three the great, middle, and then the short one. So called hymns of the experience path to enlightenment. So tonight, so just to begin, I'm going to do the whole transmission of this, okay? I don't think this will take until tomorrow sunrise. I think email told already. Yes. Already announced. So this is the root text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Okay, and this is the commentary composed by Third Visuddha Lama, Third Dalai Lama. So I can't say 100%, but I thought this time maybe to go over the text, you know. Yeah, I mean, as much. so to go with so so we all receive blessings. So that commentary is called the refined gold. The Graja Path commentary of the Graja Path and the refined gold. Extremely refined gold, yeah. So everybody should realize, should understand how unbelievable, so fortunate to hear this teaching, this Brevet Lama, the Brevet Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Brevet, any teaching that is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa is very profound, very deep, very profound. See, it has that, you see, feeling. So your understanding becomes very deep and broad, you see. The listening, as a receiving the oral transmission, listening the one benefit it has is if you don't understand the meaning of the teaching, just able to hear the words, it causes you to achieve higher rebirth. Human, to not get upon lower realms, to get higher rebirth. Higher rebirth, then in that life, you're able to meet Dharma. You're able to meet Guru, able to meet Dharma. Then you're able to see, able to learn teachings, able to practice and actualize path. So, sooner or later, then you're able to achieve total liberation from the whole entire oceans of samsara suffering causes, and you achieve full enlightenment. to be able to guide or do perfect work to sentient beings until everyone from hell realm, mangoes, animal, human being, from his dreams, everyone brought to enlightenment by you. Listening, as far as the listening, the Buddha's teaching has this benefit. If you don't understand the meaning, the subject, but just to hear, just listen, has that. This unimaginable, mind-blowing benefits. Then you say, the same thing. You see, the next life human rebirth, that you see, which allows to practice Dharma. Okay, the next life, the teachings that you heard in this life, next lives are so easy to understand. The minute when you hear or see, so easy to understand, and so easy to have realization. See. That. So therefore, so that makes it easy, quick to achieve enlightenment. therefore it's very important, as far as Buddha Dharma, even if you don't understand, to listen. It's unbelievable benefit. Next, if it's preparation in your mind, next time it's much easier. So that. Also, when you enter in the path to the five paths to liberation, there are five paths to enlightenment, you see. So when you entered, I'm not sure this is Elizabeth part, but it might be for sure Mahayana part, yeah. Mahayana part of merit, the Mahayana, the preparatory path, Mahayana, the rising path, Mahayana, the part of meditation, and normal learning, you see. So the when you achieve the mind part, the preparatory part, there's four levels within that: heat, tip, patience, and sublime dharma. It has four levels. So the fourth one is the sublime dharma. So when you achieve the sublime dharma, that time, then how much teaching or transmission teaching you receive in the past? You see, every word you can remember at that time. You know, when you reach this level, the fourth level of the mind part, the paper part, you see, how much teaching you received the all transmission also, every single word you were able to remember at that time. So that's a part of quality of, incredible quality of that practitioner. So before engaging in the third part, you see. So here, when you listen to the teachings, or even when you're receiving oral transmission, just reading without, even without explanation. So whether you understand or don't understand, however, it becomes quality of the to emphasize that quality, the meditator, the was actualized, the favorite part, you see, the sublime dharma. So I already explained before the motivation. So why we're gathered here, you know? So not just for your own temporary happiness happened this life, not for that at all. Even the animals, they're so good, they're so smart, you know, to achieve happiness in this life. So that's not a special purpose of our life. So achieving happiness of future lives, achieving happiness of all the life. it's still dharma, but it's not still that not really the meaning of life. And now the next one, achieving liberation, achieving total liberation, everlasting happiness for oneself. So it's good, but that's not really the purpose of our life. You know, why we're born as human being, why we've taken human birth this time, that's not the real meaning. Doesn't fulfill, you see. So now here, achieving enlightenment of four sentient beings, for numberless helpers, hungers, animals, human beings, numberless souls, to every single sentient beings. When you go out, in every insect you see in the road, every bird you see, dogs, cows, or whatever animals you. Different animals, beings you see, whatever, all the human beings, all the people that you see, so what we're doing here, listening, teaching, meditation, whatever, what we're doing here is for everyone, say, once of treating one benefit everyone. Especially now this listening this all transmission and think in your heart, you see. To achieve enlightenment. For everyone. For each and every single individual, okay? To liberate them from oceans or some stuff, bring to enlightenment. Yeah.
Tāgī chūshīn jīvē sūnāṁ jīn dhālā pīn jīn sāng jīn dhūvā rūrīśu I go for refuge to Buddha and Dharma Sangha until the enlightenment is achieved. due to the three time merits, past, present, future merits collected by me, past, present, future merits collected by all sentient may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit for all the transmigratory beings. Benefit means to liberate them from oceans of samsara, suffering as causes, and bring them into full enlightenment. Okay? So that's the meaning of the benefit. Then for that, to achieve enlightenment, then we need to exercise path. You see, for that, for that, one need to listen to teachings, reflect, mental meditation, you see. And then to that. So therefore, they, so they are going to take the old house mission. I'm going to the old house mission, the Lambrum teaching. Okay. For the numberless helpings, hunger, the alam, the human beings, so think again, please. make sure in your heart, if you think of oneself, you know, make sure in your heart, you have all the sentiments in your heart for their happiness. Then listen to the teaching and take all those, okay? So this is a, it's also become part of Guru Yoga practice. generally, when we listen to teaching from a Lama, from a Guru, it's very good to remember to mention this. So this is Tara giving me teaching, this is Maitreya Buddha giving me teaching, this is Guru Sajjama Buddha giving me teaching, you know, this is Mandushi giving me, this is all the Buddha, your own personal deity, but all this is the numberless Buddha, you see. through this form giving me teaching, or in this form giving me teaching, whatever. So guiding me to enlightenment. Everybody is guiding me through this, or to this, or you can say through this, or in this form, right? you can say things like that, mentality, and guiding me to enlightenment. This doesn't mean I am this doesn't mean I'm an enlightened being. He's not saying that. but it's possible through this you see to guide that can possible. Possible because Buddha, you know, say, having omniscience and all perfect power to guide us, complete holy mind, training compassion to us also. For that, so that I mean that I cannot say not possible. Through me, that is difficult to say. Not possible. But so that I cannot say not possible. Okay. maybe sometimes it can happen. Then. Okay. So anyway. They pray. When you take teachings, all transmission teachings, think. Every word I listen bring me to enlightenment, liberation and enlightenment.
So each word is wish feeling. It's fulfill all my wishes for happiness. I think that is very good. Then each word I listen, it liberates me from oceans of samsara suffering. So I think that's very good. Then this helps also your mind to not get distracted. You know, make sure, you know, one pointedly concentrate on the, you know, the words, the Dharma words, you see. So you don't miss the teachings. Okay, so you receive complete. Then when you give to others, when you give to other people, all transmissions, you see, then you see, there's complete lineage. Also think, whenever I teach this, give the teaching to other sentient beings, may they able to actualize the path, what is contained, you see, the meaning immediately in all their hearts. When you reveal to others, you see the meaning of these words, the actual path, you see, may it be actualized immediately in all their hearts. So prayer. We should pray like this. Whenever we listen to teachings from Guru, you see, whenever this opportunity happening, important to pray this. And then also to be able to actualize immediately in your heart the meanings, okay? So if you do this, if you pray like this now when we take teachings, then later, so that your teaching what you have learned or what you received becomes so beneficial, like nectar, you see, I mean, so sweet, I mean, so I say, fulfilling all the wishes. So that, you see, able to have attainment to remove the suffering, so that, yeah. Namo So, I have received this lineage few times. So from his own lineage, the commentary of this from his own Dalai Lama. I think the first one I received from Gyabje Khunzu Lama, Dinzi Yeltsin. The great Bodhisattva, what is known outwardly is great Bodhisattva, a great scholar, great scholar, like the ancient time, and, you know, Nagarjuna, Asanga, Chandakirti, those great pandit, you know, great scholar, highly enlightened, you know, like those things. Exactly same. So when Khunzu Lama then yells in this great Bodhisattva, when he gives teaching, so he can quote the 100 volumes of Buddha's teachings, Sudhata, from any text he can quote, you know, you can remember. His mind is like library. It's like the whole entire text of the Buddha's teachings and the Pandits, Yogis, all those commentaries. You know. Like a danger, I think maybe 200 volumes. The Pandit Yogis, their commentaries, you see, Sudhanga. So anyway, as a Lama from as soon as he received extensive commentary on the Buddha Chavatara, Khunzu Lama Dinzi Yeltsin. His Kunu in India, is Kunu, the Kunu. They went in Tibet to study, you know, many great Lamas, and many great Lamas studied, you know. So he knew all the, you know, Sanskrit and these in the grammar, poetry, all the things there. then Sudha Tantra, fully qualified to the knowledge, understand all these, and then and experience the path. So he used to live with the sadhus, the Varanasi, in India, Varanasi, where there's the river Ganga, you know, and live there with the sadhus. I think they maybe they offer food to him. The one time he came to monastery, Tibetan monastery, Buddha Gaya. There was only Tibetan one Tibetan monastery at that time. So he came. So I was looking sadhu, you see. Then he asked the monastery if he can sleep outside. Yeah, sleep outside with this man, you see. But the monastery didn't accept. So yeah, I heard like that. So, but they didn't know who he is. So they, then later, his son Dalai Lama took teachings from him. then suddenly became well known with the people in Nepal, Tibet, you know, in India. All the Buddhists became well known. So he sort of took teaching Buddhist chapter, other teachings. So I took received from me Kunle Lama Tenzin Rinpoche, commentaries on the Lama parts from Adam, Lama Tenzin teachings, and his own teachings, the praise to Bodhicitta, and then I received this teaching, in Nepal, I think. I received all transmission from him. So the commentary from his Lingam Rinpoche was from all transmission from Isham Dalai Lama, I think. That. Then after he sort of took teaching from Kunle Lama, then suddenly became so known. Then you see, he was staying in one of the guest rooms outside the monastery, guest room connected to the monastery. So the people lined up like this, you know, to get blessings. Afterwards, we have known then. At the beginning, people didn't know, so they didn't get even placed outside to sleep. The monastery didn't accept. So I requested the commentary for the chapter from Devji Kunle Lama. But many other people take teaching, so I didn't give commentary, but I gave all transmission very kindly to myself. And then when it comes to wisdom chapter, then I gave commentary with the most important, one most important subject. But then I fell asleep. So Rinpoche started commentary, and I started fell asleep. Only at that time. So that's, I think, a lot of need karma to be purified. So there's an obstacle to realize in this. So I need to do a lot. So no question, need to do, you know, many years of purification. okay. So, everybody, very important to so important, you know, to pay attention. The words are I thought to read the Tibetan in English, you know, one stanza Tibetan, one stanza English, but so that you understand the meaning. But maybe maybe it takes some time. Does anybody have English? So maybe it's just the tip. you pretend you are Tibetan, okay? think you just came, from Tibet now. Think you came from Lhasa. Namaguru Mezu Goyam Punto Gele Tibetan Bigata and the very walking as a Malaysia civil. Say to what the Lakocha Salatamia Tombati is the Javisava Kujukunan, commissioned to another one, but some may not just listen to Baba Kawaja, which you can put in this energy. Although I imagine in Sasan and Zutta, Shalatacha, Zutta, Shalatacha, Shintachin Boni, and Lady Vesamato, like a Jew, Elaman, and those of the Tibetan measures of my master. I just don't know what I was. I was like, Jijian lamian, you're there to the right,
Jesus, I am a man, 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 I am a man 这些什么的怎么了？这些什么的怎么了？可爱。
ตวาจิเบนบะมาตองชิเนลัมตาดาเอเชียราบะชิตะมะเจยังยงมะเมตะเบงโกยินุอุปตาจิเอเชียราบะเตยะเมอาชิเนตะลาจุนเนนิตะโรอเมริกะซุนเกตันเซอเมริกะตะมะเจยะจิเจยะเจเบยังเบเอเชียราบะจิติงะตะบะโลเจบะซุจิเอลามะยังยะละอะเตลาทันเตอะดาจังเทชิงจังซาโลเจเจมเจเจกอนเจเจกอนเบะติงเซนดุบะเนปะปะละ
แม่บาละจิสระสุจิเจบะสุตบะยะยิโลละเมยะชินดุอะตะบะเตบะยะติงเซอะเจบะราตะเนชะละงะทะสุนเดอะโลวะตะนะมะยะเตนะจิสระละเมยะยะเมยะเตตะละตะนะตะจังเตจิงจังซาโลยัมจานะกะตะวะตองยะตังกิซะบะจิมะตะบะตองบะยิงกุนะทะมะเชยะซุนดุอะเตวะยะเสอะเจบะพะโรดอวะงะตะตะตองเนชะเรยะละมะยิวะเนซัมบะเมยะบะกาซะนะมะเจยะละวะจิสระละเมยะนะฮันเดอะตะจังเตจิงจังซาโล
ตาจุตาเทวะไทเจนจีลำโจอญิกรากุเบทมอลำจิเจนเจนเนเคเบยะเตเบนจิกอนลาเตเนจุติยะตุเจชุเนยองโซเมงาเตมบาเตตะโจทอบาทุนะเตมบาเจจุตะละเมนเตซันเดอตาจังเทเจนจังซาอะโลรังเกยะเยลาคัมบาเจเจตะกะซะอะเชลาเปมบาจาวิเจจาวาจิเบยองโซโซเบยะละกอนะเชเมกะวะติตาวากุญานันตะอะลัมซาตะเมกะจิเจเนมอลามะเตเบจุตะละเมนมอลามะเตตะทันตะกะจิอะตะโลชิเซนจุติเมเจเมเลนจี We can do this dedication. Everybody, all of us, we can do this dedication. I translate today. Dedication from Lama Tsongkhapa. I have met the peerless teaching. I have met the teaching of the peerless founder. This is by kindness of the Guru. By this merit, may all the transmigrated beings, may each and every single transmigrated beings meet, be guided by the virtuous friend. So you are meeting, that you met the teaching of Buddha, teaching of the peerless founder, perfect founder, then you become the cause, dedicating as a cause to all sentient beings to meet the Guru, perfect qualified Guru, perfect guide. Then it dedicates. So the numberless helpers, how the animal may be all the number of beings in this room, they meet without delay in a second. It's quite possible to meet the Guru or the perfect guide, okay? Then meet the Buddha Dharma. Then the next dedication, due to the having listened the all transmission, all Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, the Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, then may I and all sentient beings, okay? So merits have been collected by listening to teaching. And all the past merits, all the future merits, okay? And three time merits collected by all other sentient beings, including Bodhisattvas, and the Buddhas, okay? Through all these merits, myself and family, okay? Then us, everybody here, okay? all the students in the apparent organization, all the benefactors, there's so many people who sacrifice. Bear so much hardship for the during service to the organization to benefit the sentient being and teaching Buddha. So, including all those, so many people in the world, and then who rely upon me for my promise prayer, whose name is given to me, there are all those. And all sentient beings, may we be born in the pure land. as a surrounding of the Guru Lama, the my guru, Losang Thakpa, Mr. Lama Tsongkhapa, wherever he abide, Tushita Pure Land, the Amitabha Pure Land, in any Pure Land, wherever he abide, may we be born there as a surrounding. disciple. Okay. The next dedication. Maya lama la san taba de gada ne sun dawa chen azu tabe sin ga gana shujin ra ta so go je ya to ma je wa ra shu next dedication did all the tea time passport which medical material passport which medical by others others means all the meeting group the sabas then all the buddhas anybody who hear this prayer who see who hear this prayer remember this prayer means the prayers above, which we did already. Whoever just remember in mind, may they all achieve. the every single. To not discourage, to achieve every single. Great prayer of the Bodhisattvas, Buddha's Bodhisattvas, okay? So Lama Tsongkhapa is praying for us. So we heard these prayers, okay? We heard, we saw, see, they remember in the heart. So Lama Tsongkhapa is dedicating us, you know, without discouraged, to complete the great extensive prayer of the Buddha Bodhisattvas. They were able to accomplish, okay? Very Then it says, first, seek extensive listening of Dharma. In the middle, all the extensive scriptures appear as instruction for you. At the end, practice them all day and all night. And now all these merits collected, you see, first of all, extensive seeking, listening, teaching, and in the middle, everything appearing as instruction for you to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. At the end, then you practice all those day and night. So all the merits, now we dedicate, you see, now Ramachan was saying, dedicate for the teaching of the Buddha to flourish. Yeah, that's it. So we did get our merits, all the three time merits for others. May the bodhicitta, which is the source of all your success, all your happiness, something like that, which is source of all the happiness, success, after enlightenment of each and every single sentient being. May the bodhicitta be actualized with one's heart, one's family members, in the house of everybody else here, and everybody in the Lagoda, what's the name of this place? Lagoda? Guadalajara. Guadalajara. So bodhicitta be actualized in the house of everybody in Guadalajara. Okay. Guadalajara. So everybody in the Guadalajara. Then to be actualized in the house of everybody in Mexico. Okay. then in the house of the rest of the world. And then all sentient beings. Okay. without delay, even second. In his heart, bodhicitta generated, may it be increased. Okay. So we pray that from bottom. From deep down from your heart, we pray that.
Changjo senjo rimbo je ma je aba namo je jo je je va nya ba me
Please dedicate the next one, Bodhicitta, to be exercised in the heart of all the leaders of the world. Because in this way, in all the millions of people in each country, so many millions of people, even one city has many million people. So they, so therefore, you see, all the millions of people in each country will have perfect peace and happiness, and they will be led in the correct path to peace if the leaders have bodhicitta in their heart. Okay? So this is extremely important for the world peace.
Changju semenjo rinpoche che ma je pa na ma je jo che je va nya ba me ba ye ko ne go do ya pe wa sho.
Then it was there three times made the sacrifice of others. May the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the, not only in the hearts of all the Buddhists, but in the hearts of all the Muslims, Hindus, Catholics, everybody, all the different religious people, heart, to the bodhicitta to be actualized. Okay? Extremely, it's a very urgency. So that everybody, whole world, everybody will have perfect peace and happiness. So I would say this is the answer for everything, all the problems. Global problems and individual life problems, family problems, society problems. So this is the answer to all the problems. Even global warming problems, that talk so much. So problem that's happening now, happening more and more. So everybody's worried, everybody's talking about it. So this is the very key answer. The generating good heart, especially the ultimate good heart, bodhicitta. So with good heart, especially bodhicitta, you stop giving harm others. With good heart, that's what you do. And on top of that, you benefit others. Not only stop giving harm, but on top of that, benefit others in their way. Help others in their way. So you don't harm other sentient beings. So when you do that, so all these problems, global problems, individual problems, or everything come from the negative karma, from self-cherishing thought, from ignorance and attachment. So you can see now, practice the ultimate good heart, bodhicitta, become answer. you stop creating the cause of those problems, the global problems, global steam, warming, global warming. So for all the problems, or any global problem, the individual problems, see. So by having good heart, especially bodhicitta in the heart. So you don't create a cause for those problems, you see. stop creating cause. then you benefit others. So you create cause of only success, happiness, the world, and to oneself and the world, sentient beings, you see. All the sentient beings, this world and yourself, you see. So this bodhicitta, this one practice, you know, this one attainment to become source of peace and happiness for all sentient beings. Your bodhicitta become cause of happiness of all sentient beings. Okay. And this world, no question about yourself, all of that. then with Bodhicitta, you see you have so much unbelievable, unconceivable merits, so you're able to actualize wisdom, absolute wisdom, realize the emptiness. you're able to develop wisdom. You see, able to cease even subtle defilements, subtle negative imprint, with the help of Bodhicitta. Then you are able to achieve enlightenment. So you can see here what Bodhicitta can do. It helps to exercise wisdom, okay? For them is to be totally liberated from oceans of samsara suffering and causes. I can be helped by wisdom. I can be helped by Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta helps to exercise wisdom, so that's what I'm saying.
Changju Semenjoy Rinpoche Che Maje Abanamay Jejoy Che Keva Nyabay Mebay Koyane Gondoy Pewa Ajo.
So that myself having this opportunity to talk Dharma, every single understanding that it has, that I have, then also you are having the great opportunity to meet Dharma this life, not only having received perfect human body, able to opportunity to learn Dharma, to practice Dharma, to achieve liberation, to achieve enlightenment. So having this incredible opportunity, all this is by kindness of His Holy Dalai Lama, His kindness. So He's existing in this world, especially out of Tibet. Existing that in the real Dharma, made all this opportunity to happen in the world. So we pray a long life, and see all His holy wishes be succeed immediately. The next prayer, especially now, very emergency or urgency that to. As soon as holy wishes to be actualized immediately, right now. This way, I say, this is very difficult. I say, difficult to say. mostly, I say, urgency is the most important there. Everybody in the world help to actualize. The freedom for the Tibetan people and His Holiness' holy wishes. His holy wishes is for all sentient beings to achieve, to be free from suffering, to achieve enlightenment. And that includes also the freedom of Tibet and all that. So if His wish is fulfilled, that means all sentient beings become enlightened.
Hare Rave Yugrove Ishingam Ndere Pentangaya Ndewaya Maluya Junvene Chere Yasewaya Tenzeya Yasoye Shave Sede Yapato Yade Njuro Njuro.
fulfill all the holy wishes. Then due to all the past, present, future, due to all the past, I will pray this. Due to all the past, present, future, may this practice by Chaitanya, may this practice by others. May all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness. May the three Lord realm be empty forever. May all the Bodhisattva's prayers be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all this chaitanya by myself alone. Due to all the past, present, future, may this practice by me, three times may this practice by others. that which exists, but do not exist from their own side, that which is totally empty. May the I, who exist, but do not exist, from its one side, is totally empty, achieve Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists, but doesn't exist from its own side, which is totally empty. Lead all the sentient beings exist but totally non-existent from their own side, empty, to that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, that was totally empty. By myself alone, who exists but do not exist. From its own side, who is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy, extensive deeds of Bodhisattva, Samantabhadra, Manjugosha, as it realizes. dedicate all the merits the same way as three time past, present, future Buddhas dedicate their merits.
Jambalam Bhava Chitra Jimba Dagundu Sambo Dayan Dijindu Teta Kunji Jiswan Daloji Gewa Teta Tam Jera Dungo Tudun Shibhe Gewa Tam Jera Dungo Akangla Chudunga Vahye Dage Gewe Chawa Dikunjan Sambo Chuse Rabdungo Vahye
made the general teaching, made the general teaching of the particular teaching Lama Tsongkhapa, may it be spread in all the directions, may it flourish forever in this world, but completely actualize it in your heart, and in the heart of the, in the heart of all the students and all the benefactors, all the people who are, say, bearing so much hardships. Doing service to the organization in all their hearts and in the hearts of everybody in this world.
Chedi Javo Tsongave Chuzwa Namba Abewad Kege Tsema Shiva Ada Tunje Maru Tsangwaro Jo Dada Shingi Tuzum Dandeve Tsongye Laten Jawa losan daba damba yure ambanjo nji.
So good night.
They
want to sing
the Lord's prayer in Spanish with a guitar.
Gracias. So, what I was going to say at the beginning is that the organization, so many of you say put so much effort, to happen this course, so well organized, put so much effort, including all the flowers. All the flowers, all the up. So much thought put into this Japanese course. So much, arrangement, say. So, say, terrific. not terrific, terrific. So, not in. I think it is very worthwhile. It's not meaningless. It's very worthwhile. It's all for Dharma. Everything is done for Dharma. Dharma. And everyone to achieve enlightenment. So because of our connection, because we have Dharma connection with each other, relationship Dharma. Because it's a great, most extensive merit. And the benefit of sentient beings. the final thing is to benefit of sentient beings. So I want to thank very, very much. Able to enjoy, enjoy the Dharma. So to help for that. Thank you very much. So I was quite surprised. And how you organize everything, see. especially during this time, we should put effort to, meditate the practice Dharma as much watching the mind always, and then practice Dharma and use the mind to practice Dharma, so that guru devotion, renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, and then somebody will practice Tantra, then they see. So Ahiba, to achieve enlightenment, to yourself to be perfected, so that you can make everybody to be perfected, enlightened. So, for some people can practice Dharma well at home, here, wherever you are. For some, when you're with people, practice Dharma better. But when you're at home, many obstacles. So when you are such a course like this, then others help you, you help others.
So practice, you know, they get, yeah, they, oh, you get a lot of opportunity to practice Dharma. But when you're at home, you don't get that. You and a lot of obstacles in the life, and I'm unable to practice. So, so there are different people who, so what I'm saying is that, so during this time, then, you know, of course, even at home, even no matter how many obstacle days, you have to become, you have to become Olympic. Yeah. You have to become Olympic, you see. You know, there are many obstacles, but you have to become Olympic, you have to become a champion, you see. to practice Dharma, you know. But, I say, you to win, you win, you know. When you're able to practice Dharma, you win. You know? Then you overcome the problem. So, like, people trying to, people learn for 30, 40 years in their life, then they go to Olympic, you know, to win. So, yeah, you are at home, you see many obstacles, you try to win, to practice Dharma, so you overcome. So, so can do that. Can do that, you can overcome. And because that, because that, then you can liberate from suffering, you can achieve enlightenment. I can do that because why this, our mind has all the potentials. And that's why there's all the hope. So that's about it. So, gracias.